Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Friday installment of the new show right here on the American Tech Network. It's a brand new month. It's April 1st, 2022. We have got some of the best technology news that we've conjured up in our heads, and we're going to give it to you right now in around 5 minutes. All right, starting things off here on ATN News Today. What has Elon Musk got up his sleeve now? If it wasn't conquering the stars, now it's conquering the solar system. Starlink, which I'm sure we're all familiar with, looks to be expanding beyond our blue little ball in the universe. According to sources, Starlink will be introducing PlanetLink. And of course, we'll do this in combination with NASA. The main goal, of course, is to start with the moon and move forward. Of course, as technology and exploration moves forward, one thing we're going to need is internet in space. And Elon, along with Starlink, is ready to meet that demand. Again, according to our inside sources, sometime in around 2025, low Earth Starlink satellites will be starting to orbit around the moon before we go into deep exploration and then on to Mars. However, though, it will be satellites for Mars that will be launched first. Given the fact that it's further, it's going to take a little longer for them to reach their orbit. Projected launch for the Starlink satellites to be hitting Mars is at the end of this year. How long has it been since we've had a new iPod? It's been quite a while. Most people have completely forgot about the thing. Well, apparently Apple sees there's still a point, and it looks like coming this fall, we're going to have a completely new iPod, though not the one we know and loved before. No, get ready for iPod Max. According to inside sources, it's an iPod that kind of looks like an iPad mini, something else we haven't been seeing for a while. Apparently, a lot of research and development has went into the new iPod Max. Now, some of the specs that are starting to leak out with the new iPod Max. The screen size, we're looking at 7.8 inches. We'll have built-in Face ID on the front, and we'll be running a custom version of iOS. Yes, you guessed it, PodOS. The PodOS version will completely concentrate on media consumption, meaning Apple TV+, Apple Music, and of course, Arcade as well. There will be access, of course, to the App Store too, but again, limited only with media consumption. So if you want to install Spotify or Pandora, Netflix, those apps will, of course, be available as well. But something like word processing or something along the lines of that nature, now that can't be installed on this device. Apple apparently is also going all in too on the new iPod Max with maximum CPU as it will be running the new M1 chip on board. Price, of course, is still unknown, but we should be seeing it unveiled sometime later in the year. And finally, hey, staying with media consumption, YouTube Music. Yeah, not exactly the number one destination that most people go to listen to their tunes, but it could be your destination to go listen to a tune and then actually buy it. Not digital downloads, a physical release. Sources over at Google and YouTube are about to get into the physical media business. Artist availability, of course, will be small to start with, but YouTube wants to give the experience of saying, do you like this song? Do you want to own it, as in physically own it? Well, now you can buy it. In most cases, of course, you'll be able to buy it on CD and vinyl, which is kind of a given, and even in rare cases, cassette. No word on 8-track yet. YouTube believes this is going to separate them from the likes, say, of Spotify, giving actual artists a platform for fans to actually physically own their music and not have to jump through various hoops and other websites to obtain it. The YouTube Music Store appears to be launching in a very limited beta in the next couple of days. Hopefully, we'll be seeing it for the rest of us in the next couple of months. Have you seen a story and you want us to talk about it? Well, we'd like to hear from you. Send it on over to theamericantechnetwork@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to check us out on our official new website at americantechnetwork.com. That's, of course, where you can find all the shows, including the news show, the big news show, the Mac news show, and the photo news show, too. Find us, of course, on social media places such as Facebook and American Tech Network, on Twitter at American Tech, and, of course, don't forget the Slack room with our big Yankee community over there. We'd love for you to be part of the conversation today, so visit us at americantech.slack.com. The ATN News Show. Well, we're headed into the weekend, of course. ATN News will be back on Monday getting you caught up on all the news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic April Fool's Day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting ATN News.